Welcome to season 3.5. This is Loud as a Mother, the podcast. I'm your host, Looney B. And now my favorite part. I'm about to get loud as a mother. Happy Valentine's Day. Today, I want to start you off with a question. I want to know, do you think there are Valentine's Day gifts? And what I mean by that is, do you think it's different than like birthdays and Christmas? Do you think there are just certain gifts that just resonate Valentine's Day, and those are the gifts that you should get? Balloons, flowers, chocolate, jewelry. But say a computer is not a Valentine's Day gift. What do you think about that? I personally feel like if a person says that they want something, that I'd rather just spend the money on what they said rather than buying all this fluff stuff that you'll probably end up getting at a later date anyway. You can just put that money towards what you know they wanted. I don't know. Let me know. Okay, this will be a short one. I really just want to send a happy Valentine's Day shout out to all the ones I love. My kids get a special shout out today. They keep me sane and whole. And when I'm about to, you know, go upside somebody's head, I think of them first. Look, I'm not going to jail. I got my babies to worry about. And so I appreciate them so much every day, but especially today on a day that just signifies love. I also send a special shout out to my husband. I just really appreciate who my husband is to me. Like, seriously, I think my husband is truly my best friend. And I think it's more than just that normal, oh, this is my husband and oh, I can do this. No, my husband is really, truly an all-star to me because I'm able to have conversations that I feel like a lot of people aren't able to have with just anybody. Like, you have these conversations with people when they get so touchy-feely. I'm able to have harsh conversations. I'm able to have intellectual conversations. I'm able to really just be myself with him. And I just appreciate that so much every day, but today especially. And I just think about a lot of times where I'm like, I'm just so grateful. And I have you to thank. So I really appreciate you. And that special shout out to my kids and the hipster. I also want to send a message that love isn't easy, but it's not supposed to hurt. I know I do these episodes and I mention my husband a lot, and it may seem like it's all sunshine and rainbows, but it's not. We have our differences. We have times when we really do butt heads, but that's okay. At least once a week, I'm like, he's an alien. At least once a week, because we're no human, do nothing like that. But he's my person, you know, and you go through things and you just have to realize, like, is this something that I'm willing to compromise about? Is this something? It can be something so small that people may seem and think like, oh, you're crazy for that. But if that is just you, don't settle for anything in any relationship. And I always like to say that, like, any relationship that you're in, if that's a, you know, professional relationship, an intimate relationship, if there are things that you don't want to bend on, don't do it for anyone. Find your happy place. Find your happy space. Choose yourself every single time. And I think that this being the beginning of the year, pretty much, and an integral time for everyone just figuring out what they need and want out of life, I think this is a superb time. If you're with someone and you expected a lavish Valentine's Day and they didn't give that to you and you really wanted it and you made it known that you wanted that and they made it seem like it's no big deal. No, those are red flags. Keep it pushing on both ends. On both ends. It's not just the female. If you expected, you know, her to get all dressed up, smelling good, and you come home and she got a bonnet on, no, keep it moving. That's not what you want for the rest of your life, okay? So that's the message that I want to send today. And just basically in any, even the opposite of that, like if you feel like Valentine's Day isn't an important thing for you and you don't want to spend all this money and you don't like the idea of it, but the person you're with does, then y'all are never going to, you know, come to a compromise on that. You just aren't. But at the same time, if that is something that you're willing to compromise on and you're like, well, you know, she does deserve to have a good Valentine's Day, and you can compromise on that and not make her feel any type of way about it going forward, then yes, that's your compromise and you're fine with that. You have to have some compromises, but again, it isn't easy, but it isn't supposed to hurt. It isn't supposed to be something that just weighs on you heavily and you feel down about it and you're like, this don't make no sense, I'm upset. No, that's not how we live in 2024 and beyond, okay? Choose you first. And I said this is going to be short. This got a little lengthy. But yeah, happy Valentine's Day. And I hope that you guys have a special day. And also that if you don't have someone, I just got so loud, y'all. Also, if you don't have someone for Valentine's Day, and I know I've mentioned this before, don't feel that that is, you know, that everything comes when it comes. Don't let this be a day of, oh, I'm anti-Valentine's Day. Do something nice for yourself. Send yourself flowers. Take yourself on a date. It's not pitiful. It's you choosing you. It's you loving you, which you should do every day and especially today. So don't think about, oh, not getting flowers from someone or whatever. It's someone who is getting flowers from the wrong person. So at least you're not that. And yeah, just love yourself first. So happy Valentine's Day. And y'all hear me in the next one.